Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ilara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited. My good friend Lori Spagna is here with us today, and we always have so much fun, so much wonderful conversations, so much healing happens with the call whenever Lori's on, so I'm so excited about that. And so today, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but part of what we're going to talk about is forgiving ourselves and forgiving our shadow. We're also going to be talking about, you know, today is the Lionsgate portal. So, you know, Lori's going to be talking a bit more about that and what that means and how we can use that to our advantage to move forward in our lives and how the forgiving part can really assist with that as well and how and what those energies can do to help us to forgive and let go and move forward, right? So this. And, you know, we'll see what else comes up, but who knows, right? It's like it'd be open to different possibilities. So, you know, when the forgiving piece is huge, you know, forgiving ourselves, forgiving our shadow parts, that is huge, right? So because the more that you can release that and forgive that, the more that you're open to loving yourself. And the more that, and little Lori's going to talk about this, but the more that you open to loving yourself, the more possibilities are open to you. You know, it's just like you expand your field a little bit more. So, you know, I'm excited about talking about it because I've been working with forgiveness as well for a long time. And so I know it works. So so Lori's going to be talking about how working with our shadow aspects and the process of forgiveness completely heals and resolves the collective issues that all of humanity is facing, and how to more fully and completely align with the fifth dimensional reality using tools of forgiveness and other clearing tools. But I do believe that forgiveness is one of the top tools, and why forgiveness releases you from your karmic ties to history, as well as people, places, things, and experiences which are no longer supporting you and will not be part of your fifth dimensional reality, and how these tools and processes serve our animal friends too, and how to use forgiveness and other energetic clearing tools as a way to activate more of your dormant potential and the dormant crystalline energy within you, as well as how it triggers your dormant DNA to awaken, and why clearing denial and ignorance is the answer to full disclosure and mass awakening of humanity and the ultimate completion of the shift of consciousness, and how to claim liberation and sovereignty as the ultimate way to free yourself from the matrix and the dark agenda of the lower third dimensional realms, so that you can more fully align with the fifth dimensional reality and beyond. So this, you know, I said a lot of stuff, but we'll see what we all, you know, what we can tie that into and what comes up through this conversation, right? So I just want you to open up your minds, open up your energy field, and open up your heart to receiving the teachings and the wisdom and the energies that are flowing throughout this call from Lori and her team, from me and my team, and from all of you collectively. So please join me in welcoming Lori to the show. Lori, welcome.
Hello, Ilara. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Yay. We're so excited that you're here. So I want to, you know, jump right in, first of all, to talk about the Lionsgate portal. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's been huge, right? The energy's been intense for, you know, leading up to this point for sure. And I know they're going to be continue to be intense for the next couple of weeks. So can you talk to us newbies who don't know that much about what all this means?
Yeah. All right. First of all, let's define the Lionsgate portal. Let's define what it is so that people can understand it. So what the Lionsgate portal is, it always happens on 888 or 88, I should say, August 8th, because of two reasons, really. Number one, it's during the month of August, which is the month of, in astrology, in the astrological calendar, Leo the Lion, right? So that's part of why we call it the Lionsgate Portal. It's also called the Lionsgate Portal because it's basically, imagine, like, think of those little rings that you sort of play with when you're a little kid, and you put all the rings on one tube, right? There's a tube and you put all the rings on the same tube and all the rings line up.
Right.
So what that's basically happening is there's like a portal where all of the dimensions of reality in our existence are lining up with the Sirian gate, the Sirian star system. Mm-hmm. So there's a Sirius A and Sirius B, that's the Sirian star system. And many Lyrans, like lion people who live there. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that's why we call it the Lion's Gate. But why we call it that is not as important as what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is it's, like I said, it's a portal where, because there's so much alignment, what we've got is the non-physical realm is uniting with the physical realm. All dimensions of reality are aligning. All lifetimes are overlapping. And these beings from Sirius, especially Lyrans, are assisting us as well. They're using ancient wisdom to help humanity during this very significant portal to help us evolve, which means to expand our consciousness from the limitations of being mere mortals, mere physical humans, limited to a physical embodiment and a physical existence based in separation and duality. That's a lot of words, but
mm-hmm.
I know it makes sense to you. I'm hoping for people who are new to this, it's making sense. So basically, what happens on this portal, and by the way, it's not just one day. It's really symbolically marked by the month of August, the entire month of August, and specifically it gets ushered in with the eclipse season. So yesterday we had a partial lunar eclipse, and that's sort of like really where it starts to really come in and open. Today is the peak period at the very beginning of August still, right, after the first week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've just sort of been, things have been boiling up to the surface. The lunar eclipse brings it really up, intensified. Then the Lion's Gate sort of opens at its peak, which is today, and then it completes throughout the eclipse season, which officially doesn't totally end, starts to wind down in a big way on the solar eclipse, which is on August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final kind of completion of the Lion's Gate is the 25th of August to the end of the month of August. So it's going on all month.
Right, yeah.
Now, let's talk about why this is so important. Because it's monumentally important. So what's happening is that within all human beings, and this is true for Mother Earth, true too, because Mother Earth is a living being.
Mm-hmm.
It's true for animals. It's unique to each individual and also to different species, human and animal, etc. It's true even with crystals, even with the mineral kingdom and the plant kingdom. And non-physical beings like the Deva kingdom, fairies, angels, mm-hmm. angel gods. We all have within us certain codes. Some of them are like star markings. They're markings from the star beings and our star ancestry, our ancestry and our lineage. Some of them are key codes, other kinds of key codes, which are embedded in our DNA. Now, they're not in the first two strands. They're beyond the first two strands. This is why for years I've been talking about and doing DNA activations, years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with these codes for 10 years now and starting to awaken them within me and within others. First, I started just with the DNA. Then that awakened more of my codes within me than I was mm-hmm. doing more. And I would observe these codes. So they're codes. Think of like within the DNA, like a lock that you would put a key into.
Right.
It's almost like what they are. And they're in the dormant DNA. Now, when you think about the Lion's Gate, think about the key that you need to unlock the codes in your DNA. So this open portal is streaming in galactic energy, which is high light frequencies, high light vibrations of energy and photonic light, literally like, what does that mean? It's like realms of light that we're not necessarily able to see with our own eyes, although it's within the spectrum of light of existence. And this light energy is streaming in, and today in the most intensified way. Perhaps, for sure, the most intensified energies of the year are on the Lion's Gate portal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a day for people to really, in a huge way, be activating these key codes and these star markings within us. That's why the Lion's Gate is so important. Now, we can talk more about what they do and all those key codes and everything like that, but that makes a lot of sense, right?
It does, absolutely, yeah. Thank you for sharing that, absolutely. And, you know, it's a coincidence or not coincidence. I just shared with one of my groups one of my DNA activation processes that I do. So it's like,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's definitely, this kind of thing is not to be underestimated, because let's talk about why it's so important. Because what we're looking at right now, obviously we know we're going through, I mean, in our community, your community, my community, we know this. We're going through a process of evolution on planet Earth. And this process of evolution, this particular process, many of us call ascension, which it is. I mean, it's the ascension, the awakening of humanity on planet Earth. And so when these Lionsgate, these codes are coming in and this portal is available, it's helping us to ascend. It's saying those who evolve, those who continue to evolve, are going to have to awaken these codes within us. Because we're becoming a superhuman race. We're becoming God beings embodied. And I know, again, and we know our community knows this. It's just that this is why it's so important, because it's part of our evolution. And we could liken it to that concept, even though I don't subscribe to Darwinian theory. I think it's not accurate. However, not mostly accurate anyway, mostly inaccurate. However, we could use it for our understanding, you know, in the evolution, in the evolutionary process. Like, for example, it's believed, isn't it? It believes in Darwinian theory that giraffes, the reason their necks got extended was because they were reaching for the leaves at the top of the trees, because they couldn't, the animals were evolving, there was no food on the ground, so that's not really what happened, by the way. How do I know that? Because I'm tapping into the field of intelligence, the divine intelligence that's giving me higher knowledge than what we knew as mere humans. But nonetheless, you could liken it to that, because that concept, it's like we're reaching for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
We're reaching for something higher. We're extending, because what's down here on Earth, it's just not working for us anymore. It's not enough. It's not going to keep us alive and thriving. It's, if you stay down here, you're going to kind of like have these experiences where you're like not evolving. You're running out of survival, you know, abilities. You're running out of food and water. Well, that's not really literally what's happening, but in a sense, the idea is we need to be extending upward and awakening and activating so we can go through an evolutionary process in a most benevolent way possible.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That makes total sense. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how can we now use this time and, you know, these frequencies and these codes that are coming through now that are available to us, how can we use that now practically in our lives, especially with, you know, forgiveness and moving forward in our past, releasing the past and moving forward in whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing or that we desire to do?
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's talk about this. So one of the big things that's happening, and especially with this Lionsgate, and we're going to see it this whole month, you know, it depends on what you're tuning into, you know, globally. But, I mean, if you are looking, if you're a person who's looking at, you know, what's happening on the world stage, you can see, obviously, there's a lot of turbulence. So what happens with this kind of energy is that it's bringing up all the shadow aspects of humanity. It's bringing up, for sure, it's aspects we need to forgive. But before we even go to that step, let's just understand that part of the way this galactic energy works, and these two eclipses that sort of sandwich this galactic energy in a sense, what it does is it's illuminating us. It's awakening us. And unfortunately, it's showing, I mean, not unfortunately, it's just depending on how you look at it, it's showing all the shadowy aspects of our existence. So when we see, you know, things like Pizzagate, have you talked about that on this show?
Talked about what, sorry?
Pizzagate?
No.
No, most people don't know what that is. Okay, so Pizzagate is just the bare beginnings of the exposure of some of the, to me, some of the shadowiest, nastiest, gnarliest stuff that exists on planet Earth. Pizzagate is about the practice of child enslavement and child sex trafficking, which is going on. I mean, it's going on at all levels of the government. It's way bigger than it's been exposed. And, of course, it's what brought, it's part of what brought on that whole thing of fake news.
Okay,
it's trying to be covered up. They're trying to cover it up, and they're trying to not expose it. But this kind of light frequency is what's bringing it up to be exposed. And it is. It's shadow. It's really nasty. But if we keep trying to deny it and pretend it doesn't exist, we cannot heal this wound. And it represents where we have denied our inner child, where we have ourselves raped and pillaged our own inner child, where we have repressed and suppressed and enslaved our own inner child. So as we work with our shadow and we work with our own wounded inner child, in this example, we actually can heal and resolve the issues of Pizzagate. Okay, that's just one example. It's very powerful, very profound, if you understand this. Because this Lion's Gate is just exposing us on the world stage. It's exposing us, our wounds. So, for example, if we look at Donald Trump and you see, you depending on where you are, you might look at Donald Trump and you might see a great leader. You might see a misogynist. You might see a tyrannist, right? You might see him as a tyrant.
Right.
Okay, pick your label.
Right.
Whatever it is, that if you see a tyrant, Donald Trump is just representing within us the archetypical pattern of tyrant, where we have become tyrants and where bigot. Okay, that's another one. Where have we, as humanity, become bigots and just completely, you know, labeling everyone by either where they live or what the color of their skin is or, you know, Mexican or, you know, that is the tyrant. That is the bigot. Okay, when we do our shadow work and we're working with the shadow that these escalated energies are amplifying and showing us, we are healing the bigot and the tyrant. We're resolving those issues within us. And therefore, it gets healed and transformed on the world stage. Then we get better leaders. Another example. If let's go to misogynists, okay? We have a lot of issues right now coming up on the world stage with respect to how women have been very abused. Women's rights are coming up as a major issue. This is because, of course, divine feminine energies are being restored. These many of these energies springing or, you know, streaming through into our this galactic wave are designed to help us look at where we've denied the feminine, the frequency of the feminine energy, which is, feminine energy is just existence. It's just being. Being and receiving and allowing. Right? Masculine energy is creation, force. Not in a bad way. It's just the act of creation.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been, you know, we've been just physically doing. And as these feminine energies are streaming in, this galactic wave, it's bringing in more of the wounded feminine. It's showing us. So when we see a misogynist, you know, as one of our world leaders, it's asking us, heal and resolve that shadow aspect within us of the wounded feminine. And as we do that, as we work through our inner wounds, we will no longer see or experience a misogynist on stage, on the world stage. Let's do one more that's really big. Another one coming to mind is the healthcare crisis. So there's a major healthcare crisis going on, not just on planet, not just in the United States, globally. Oh, I can kind of go on with this, right? So the healthcare crisis is representative of where we have denied our physical bodies what they need. We have been not caring for ourselves. We have not been nurturing our bodies. We have not been feeding ourselves healthy. We have not been taking the time to be out in nature, to give our bodies the proper amount of sleep. Maybe we've been playing with a slave driver kind of mentality. And so our bodies have been deprived of what it needs. And so the healthcare crisis is representing that. Now, if you're dealing with healthcare crisis issues in your life, that means you've got shadow stuff around this. Where have you denied your body's needs, your health needs? I personally have no issues with healthcare. I've not needed a doctor in 10 years, nor has my dog. I've not had any health crises practically at all in over 10 years. However, I understand that is a reflection of what's going on the world stage, because it's a shadow aspect coming up for healing. So you need to work with the inner shadow. Let's talk about another one. So obviously, Mother Earth, we're looking at a lot of issues with Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people under the false belief system, not true, that Mother Earth is going to run out of water, that Mother Earth is going to run out of food. That's just not true. But that Mother Earth is going to run out of nature, that Mother Earth is somehow going to become poisoned, that the air is going to be toxic. All of these are false belief systems. They're not true. However, when we talk about our environment, and if that's what you're plugged into right now, whoever you are, that's your shadow. And your shadow is showing you a false illusion based on what your shadow is needing attention on. It's needing for this to be healed and resolved within you. And so that's the projection that you as a unique individual are seeing and perceiving. This is, again, I'm just restating, this is what this portal energy is bringing up. These are shadow aspects for humanity to deal with. Now, the person who's looking at the future and saying, we're going to run out of resources, we're not going to have enough food, we're not going to have clean water, we're not going to have clean air, too much carbon monoxide poisoning, those people who are seeing that projection, they believe that, most of them, or a lot of them anyway, that that's the truth for everyone. They cannot see out of the box.
Right.
You know, their tunnel vision with respect to that thing. So they can't see the other realms of light. Let's go back to the photonic light that's coming in. Photonic light coming in through this kind of a portal, like the one we have today, is opening more possibilities as we awaken, as we work through the shadow, of more potential existence, right? If your shadow is only showing you a dull and dark and grim future, you need to activate more of this potential within your DNA. You need to awaken to this photonic light. You need to work through the shadow of what you're perceiving. Make sense? And this is for every one of the examples I just gave.
Yeah.
They're just examples. Right. Yeah.
And and the first thing is to be aware of it in the first place, right?
Yes. Well, that's why we do these fabulous summits, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're here for. This is part of the service that we provide. Like, I get it. You're doing this. You do this summit out of your love and your joy of doing it. And so do I.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're becoming millionaires here or that we're just doing this. We do it because we love it. I mean, I love talking about this stuff. People come on my summits and my shows and they can't shut me up because I love sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
I love helping it to expand consciousness. It's what I'm here for. I love sharing information from the non-physical realm that I'm accessing and translating in a way that it makes sense. I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Bring that in.
Yes. Absolutely. And, and at this time, too, especially, it's so important for more of us to share this information so that people don't get into the fear, and because, there's a lot of fear being bred on the planet, too. But it doesn't have to be, right? The future is not it's not fear-based. It doesn't have to be fear-based. How can we shift that? How can we shift that attention from fear to, more ease in our lives?
Right. Well, let's understand the fear again. Let's understand all that fear is another aspect of shadow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person is carrying a lot of fear about their future or the future for humanity, or if they hear about Pizzagate, I mean, it's to me, Pizzagate it's one of the nastiest, gnarliest things. I mean, it's mm-hmm. innocent children, you know, if you, you know, are willing to expose yourself to that. So a lot of people go into, they don't want to pay attention to the shadow stuff, and they think it's because they want to be all positive. You mm-hmm. know, they want to be all positive, so they're focusing on all this, I want to just stay positive, but meanwhile, they don't realize they're in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that right. denial is fear. Anytime
right.
they, because they, in their minds, they think, oh, I'm just going to be all positive. I'm just going to focus on positive, which is a wonderful thing. It is wonderful. I mean, I'm all positive. But
yeah.
if you don't, if you're not willing to embrace the shadow, you're still stuck in a realm of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go through that shadow. So look, people have all kinds of fear about this stuff, but understand the fear is just another vibration in and of itself. Fear is not the ultimate truth.
Mm-hmm.
And in our reality, the third dimensional reality of the physical world, we've been really, I mean, just like there's these amplified waves, galactic waves of love, photonic light, and consciousness streaming in on days like this, Lionsgate Portal Days, so are there on every other day of the year major frequencies and vibrations of fear streaming in. So let's just get clear. What is that fear? Where's it coming from? Most of the fear is man-made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being conjured up. And the way the fear is working is, all right, first, on a, from a satellite basis, it's not galactic. The fear is not galactic. It's not non-physical energy of love. So the fear is man-made. And it's only happening on the third dimensional reality, which is a physical reality. If we go back to Darwin's theory, it's where the beings are not reaching up to the trees. Okay, so once you start reaching up towards the trees, you start to break through the fear. But let's talk about how it's coming in, why people are so massively affected by the fear. So what's happening is, okay, I'm just pausing to get sources, mm-hmm. way to deliver this information because it's a lot. We'll start with satellites. That's where I was going. What we have is we have massive structures on the Earth. Remember, these are man-made physical structures on the Earth, and these are massive, starting with satellite dishes. This is one of the major ways that fear as energetic vibrations is affecting people. So these satellite dishes are sitting on places on the planet Earth. They've been built by man. They're
mm-hmm.
beaming up to satellites in the sky that are rotating around the Earth. And those satellites are then beaming down to cell phone towers and satellite dish towers and satellites on people's homes. So on the ground, you got satellite dishes connecting to a satellite that's circulating around the Earth or satellites. And then that is catching it on cell phone towers and other kinds of towers, satellite dish towers and satellite dishes in your home. And basically this little transmitter is then coming through your TV or your radio or your car or your cell phone or your handheld device, right? That's how we are communicating these days. And what those satellites are exchanging, obviously, is internet, television of various channels, radio of various channels, and frequencies. Frequencies of energy and vibration that are associated with fear. That is man-made and that is real. So that keeps people in physical form. That's one of the ways that people are being manipulated by fear. So you pick up on these energies and these frequencies and these vibrations and you feel fear and you don't really know why and you're not really sure that it's happening. You just feel anxiety and fear and worry and doubt. That's happening. Now, when you start awakening the key codes within you, when you start working through the shadow aspects, you can no longer be affected by that. Your frequency, your vibration, it's like you're breaking through. You get through it. You go, wow, that's not me. That I don't even resonate with that anymore. It can no longer affect you. So does this make sense? You with me here?
Yes, absolutely. Totally makes sense.
Yeah. So obviously most people have no idea this is happening. They don't know this is going on. And there's other ways too. I mean, obviously we know the media is manipulating people. If you turn on the media, obviously we know the news. I mean, the news is all negative. It's everything is fear propaganda. Everything is designed to keep people in a state of fear. The way they use the words, the way they manipulate the stories that they conjure up. There's mostly fake stories on the news. The only fake news is on your television set. It's all controlled and manipulated propaganda designed to keep people in fear. And if you can be in fear, that means you cannot access these key codes. You can, but you're going to have to get out of fear, and you're not going to know. It's a very challenging jump to make, because you'll sit on a call while you're getting these key codes activated or this dormant DNA activation, and if you're really plugged into fear, you'll be like, this is bullshit. This isn't real. This isn't affecting me. I'm not getting it. I don't believe it. And you think in your mind, your left analytical brain is telling you, oh, and you're just being a skeptic or a doubter. You think it's, you know, BS. But what you don't realize is you're so programmed by the fear that you can't pick up the waves. Now, the idea is you have to love yourself through it. You have to sit yourself through it and go, wow, okay, that's just fear. That's just the left skeptic. I'm not going to give that my power. I'm going to sit through this because I believe there's something better. Because something better is, there's so much better. It's love. It's peace. It's happiness, it's joy, it's health, it's well-being, it's expanded consciousness, it's liberation, it's sovereignty. It's where you own your own mind. You own your own consciousness. You own your own inner knowing to such a degree that you can never be manipulated by fear again. You can never be told that there's no cure to a disease. You'd never believe that. You would never believe that. Lies about what's fake TV again. You know the difference. You would never sit in doubt and question as to whether or not something is loving or serving you for your highest and best good. You would absolutely be able to tell the difference, to know the difference between what is loving, supportive, and helpful versus what is not.
Yeah.
So all these kinds of things are what's going on. And it's intensifying. It's intense. It's so intense. That for people who are kind of new, they're listening to me, a lot of them are probably like, you know, it's a lot what I'm delivering right here. This is like a lot of information to keep up with for someone who's pretty new to it. It can be quite challenging. So anyway, that's why I like to pause a little and say, how's it going here?
Cause exactly. So I'm just going to invite everyone to just keep an open mind, but open your mind, open your heart, just be open to the information and wisdom that's coming through, and see where it lands with you, you know, see where it lands with you, right?
Because I guess one of the things is a lot of times people tend to get very triggered by this stuff. If you're noticing triggers, like I went to this conference a couple of months ago. It was like a Gauzers conference, and I was like, I loved it. I had such a great time, and I was thinking everyone's so progressive, because here it is. I'm walking in my little holographic reality, my own personal reality, like everything's love and light, and we can be honest, and we can be real. I'm always about just saying the truth. I don't really screen a whole lot of what I say. And I used the words, well, humanity's been in denial. We've been really unconscious. And someone got so triggered by that word. They got so triggered that their inner bully came out. They got very aggressive. They kind of like accused me of being aggressive. What I just said the words, well, we've been, you know, humanity's been in a lot of denial. We've been in denial. That can trigger someone.
Right.
So if you're feeling like you're triggered by what I'm saying, you want to look at that trigger. That's a shadow aspect getting triggered. Shadow aspects get triggered. When we're in flow and in love, we don't really get triggered. We just go, okay. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, that's a point of view. But it's not like you have a strong visceral reaction of some kind. So when we talk about a trigger, talking about a strong visceral reaction, some kind of resistance, some kind of, you know, doesn't feel so good. Usually it'll propel you when you get triggered into some kind of, the reaction will be some kind of resistance. It might pop up a little aggressive. It might pop up some denial or some kind of aggression or some kind of bully or some kind of fight or flight response. That's when you know you've been triggered. That means something in the light just exposed some shadow within you that wants to be exposed so that it can be cleared, healed, and resolved.
So what should they do now if they are being triggered?
Well, they can call up. They can call in and we can do some healing, for one. We can do healing for anything that comes up. Because this is like a time we're meant to embrace our shadows. This is not the biggest thing when we get triggered is to own it, number one. Own it. And not project it. Because people who are really unconscious, like that story I was just telling you, that person did not own it. They projected it on me. And I was like so psychically attacked. I was like, you know, I did my usual routine. It's like, I wish you well, but I have no further business with you. Yeah. I wish you well. I don't know what I did to upset you. I apologize, but we have no further business together. Then I take my body away and I clean off all that psychic attack because I can feel it. It's painful. It's really painful to get psychically attacked by someone who's not processing their own energy. But in any case, if you notice that, you want to own it. Like, wow, I just got triggered. Wow, something's up for me to heal and resolve. Something, some shadow aspect of me is coming up. And I don't know what it is in this immediate moment. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to process this. And you have to have a processing technique. I mean, it's the processing technique that gets you through it. What is it within me that's coming up? What is it I'm feeling? What is it I'm experiencing? What is it I'm identifying, first of all? Just, that's the first thing, you have to start looking at it from the perspective of, I'm going to process through this. I'm going to work through this. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means, like all of humanity, you're getting triggered. And it's honestly, thank the triggers. Be thankful for the triggers. They're no fun, but they ultimately lead you to this kind of, they're showing you what your shadow part that's in the way. It's almost like, let's say you're walking through a door. You're wanting to get to your favorite destination, like vacation spot in the Bahamas. And along the way, you're like, wow, this thing stopped me. This thing stopped me. This thing got in my way. But all those things are the doors that you need to get through in order to get there. And then once you get there, you're like, oh, my God, that was so – I don't want to go through it again. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad it's over. And yeah. But here I am. I'm so blissed out in the Bahamas. I'm like, this is the best. Yeah. I never want to leave. I'm never going to leave. I'm never going to go back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it is. Because once you ascend – this is the whole name of the game on planet Earth. Once you ascend, once you awaken, you will never go back. You will never, I don't think anyone will choose unconsciousness again. That's why many spiritual teachers do say the third dimension is going away. Because nobody will go back to that. It's sort of like saying, would you go back to the dark ages where people were like,
no,
you know, beheaded,
yeah.
You know, hung, burned at the stake? Like, no, you would never go back to that reality. Past that. Well, now we're doing the same thing. We're going to look back and go, I would never go back to that kind of pain.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the trigger that helps you clear through it. It's the shadow that helps you clear through it. So having an inner processing technique, and then beyond the processing technique, let's take it even a step further. What makes processing effortless? Almost effortless. Almost effortless anyway, is when you include healing, energy healing, high frequency, high vibration, light, energy, which is the vibration of love. Because immediately in the presence of that kind of energy, that light energy, that it's almost like it's being your trigger and all the trigger points. All those shadow aspects are being swept away. They're cleared, healed, then resolved almost instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Quite beautifully.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, like all of this is part of the forgiveness process, all of it. So let's take another little example.
Okay.
So let's just say something happens, you know, in your life where you go into some kind of emotional upset, right? So something triggered you. I'm saying you, but I mean anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Something upset you, either someone said something or someone did something, or, you know, you're mad at Pizzagate when you find out what that is, because really, that's going to, or you're mad because you found out 9/11 was an inside job orchestrated by the global powers to keep people in fear. Whatever it is, you find something out about your world or your situation, and you are either enraged or upset to such a point that you go into kind of like a fight or flight, either dramatically or just, you know, on a more minor level. Maybe your mother or your sister said something and it just upset you and hurt your feelings. Okay, whatever that is, take anything from your life. So at the moment it's happening, you're going to feel some kind of emotional intensity, right? You're going to feel some kind of upset, sadness, mm-hmm. grief, anger, resentment, whatever it is. So you now know what the catalyst was, whatever it was that created it, and you know the direct response, which is the emotion or the sense of anger or resentment you're feeling. Now, if you're not an emotional person, which that becomes a little harder, right, because a lot of people on planet Earth right now are just really living in their left analytical brain. So they don't even necessarily feel the emotion. They just, in their mind, they analyze it as something that's bothering them. Now, that's the point where you realize, oh, there's a trigger. Okay. And there's a response, a visceral response of some kind. Now, at that moment, that's when you get to start processing. So a human who's been shut down will blame it on someone else or point the finger or project it. They'll make someone else wrong or someone else a bad guy. Like if you look at Pizzagate, oh, it's our government. Those corrupt government officials molesting children. Or if you look at what's going on with animals, you could say, oh, it's those cruel, insensitive people who don't care about animals. Or anything like that. That's what the average human versus human does, is we'll go to blame and we'll go to judgments.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
With these new energies and the evolutionary process, you literally cannot do that anymore. Because if you blame or judge or project onto someone else, what will inevitably happen very quickly is what we call a boomerang effect. And it will come right back at you very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the boomerang effect means the exact experience you just had, it'll come back to you, only you will be the one who's blamed, judged, and projected on. So that you
okay.
can see the experience from the other angle.
Right.
And this is why people are having such an intensely difficult time right now, because they're trapped in this cycle. They're not stepping out and going through the processing of this shadow aspect. They're not processing it and saying, okay, wait a second, let me step back. How did I create it? How did I create Pizzagate? How did I create the global misogynist in this leader that I'm looking at? How did I create this this tyrant? How did I create or contribute to the oil pipelines that are being run. Now, you have a lot of great world leaders, like some really great new leaders emerging who will still swear they didn't create it, they didn't contribute it. So they're still playing in a game of separation.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, I didn't create you know, the pipelines. I'm not the person who's ripping off all of humanity. I'm not the one who created Pizzagate. They don't understand that that's just a mirror of what's going on.
Right.
On the world stage, right?
Yeah.
So if we're taking any of these little examples, the first thing to do with a processing technique is to start asking, well, where does that exist in my life? Where does that thing that I'm feeling or sensing or experiencing that I'm feeling triggered, what is it within me? What is it within me that's getting triggered? What is it within me that I'm feeling or sensing? So you start doing that inner processing. Now, if you are working, like I said before, if you're working with the healer, it can bring in this beautiful energy that literally sweeps it away. But that's like, those are the initial steps. Is you just, you start to pay attention instead of pointing the finger, projecting, or blaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing. That's 3D existence. That will not be supported.
Yeah, that doesn't work anymore.
Dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful. Yeah. So it really is about looking within you and asking those questions. And seeing where that is showing up in your life so that you can, you know, get an understanding of it and clear it.
Yes. And then I know I was saying something about the forgiveness part, because ultimately, I mean, you can't get through something like Pizzagate, for example, if you're not really working on forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. There's no way you can process through something that bad, or just any of the things that are going on right now when you start waking up. Like, if you really, really do know that there are global elites who have been using cell phone towers to mind control people, when you start finding that out, and that that's why you've been in anxiety, or that there are global elite people who control the healthcare system and who are deliberately suppressing healthcare remedies that could have saved someone in your family who you loved, or your dog or your cat. And even worse, that they actually administered something that really caused harm. Like, let's talk about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, vaccines, like, for example, the HPV vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, these are like being pushed on people, and they are causing deliberate harm by a healthcare system. It's causing harm. Now, you can't get through that if you're not going to work with forgiveness. I mean, the only way to get through learning these aspects of the shadow, whether it's personal or collective, happening on the global stage, is to be processing through and using forgiveness, because forgiveness is what's going to heal it.
Yeah, it's a big one. The forgiveness piece, actually using forgiveness processes and tools, is really going to help you to shift and clear. And it's not necessarily even about changing the world, but changing your reality, right?
Yes.
All those things that are in your life, you know, look at that first and clear that up. And the rest of the stuff, it will filter out. It will radiate out. But sometimes we don't even want to look at the stuff in our own lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because the reason we don't always want to look at it is because there's so many layers of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is just another frequency. It's just another vibration.
Yeah. So now is the time to look at it. And the energies that are on the planet now and streaming in the next couple of weeks are there to support us looking at it and finally, once and for all, resolving some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't going to go away.
Yeah.
It's going to continue. But what happens is we have these windows that come up, and you know, all light workers know about these windows. Like people in what I call the first wave of light workers, we all know about them. Second wavers know about them too. And the reason we know about them is because it's almost like we get messages from on high saying, okay, things are going to get really intense for a while now, so you can clear out some stuff, and then we'll give you some rest time. And we're going to follow your cues of what you can handle and what you can't. And we'll give you enough window times where it'll be in these fluctuations or waves, so that it'll come up and get cleared, come up and get cleared, come up and get cleared. And then when you've had enough, there'll be some downtime, and you'll feel it, and you'll be like, ah, phew, okay, finally starting to feel a little better. And then you integrate. You integrate the learning. You integrate the processing. You integrate the new level of consciousness. You integrate the new level of photonic light. And as you're integrating, you're actually realigning. You're reattuning to a new frequency. That is an ascension process, and it continues. It's continuing. It doesn't stop. So, you know, this is what it is. We're in a peak period. Today is a peak period. We're both, this incoming light is coming up. It's amplifying, accelerating everything that's present. What is showing up in your life today? And what has been showing up? What's up for you so that you can address it in a way that you can be basically done with it once and for all? That your soul never, ever again needs to look at it. And so that you can step onto a new platform of absolute brilliance, the true brilliance of who you are, who you came here to be, how you came to truly experience your life, what you came to do as a being waking up to your true God potential. That's what we're talking about here.
Yes, exactly. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people with their hands raised, and we have a lot of questions on the Q&A. So, yes, we do.
All right, let's do that. I love questions.
All right, so let's we'll take a few questions from the phone and the Q&A, and then we'll go from there. 1 second. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line first. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1770. Hello.
Hello. This is Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi, Colette. Do I need to take you myself off speaker?
We can hear you. You're talking.
I just so you know, I took both of you to the beach with me. This is where I'm sitting listening to you both.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome. I love very that. Peaceful. Yes. Very peaceful. And I shifted it into the 5D lens. When I do that a lot, it's a little practice I do where when I go someplace outside, I guess you could do it anywhere, but when I go outside and want to enjoy nature, I just say, okay, 5D lens. So that I look around and I see children playing, everybody very peaceful.
Nice.
That's lovely. And the air is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the air is clear in the blue sky. Okay. Everything that Lori is saying, yes, 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 Lori, I resonate. I know this stuff too. I'll just, besides Lori's package or anything Lori has to offer on her with her sites. I would like to also mention, just for people who sort of still new to this, that Tom T. Moore, he writes the Gentle Ways newsletters, written many books. I'm just finishing his Atlantis Lemuria book, and where people and his newsletters will. Everyone knows this stuff that's been with him for a bit, but people will write in whether they wanted to a question for Gaia or any of his guidance, whatever, questions like this. And then he's taught us MBOs, which is Most Benevolent Outcomes. So you don't have to feel like there's nothing we can be supportive, and we can also help out by doing these MBO prayers, which means the most benevolent outcome for everyone. And it helps to soften things, and it's
so
empowering,
Colette,
for us.
Hey, yeah. Colette, I totally
question.
Love that you're sharing, but I think there's a little telesummit etiquette we want to follow, because I love that too.
Yes.
That's awesome. But if we're going to promote someone else, they can come on that. Yeah. Do you have
my
a question?
My question is, yes, I do. I'm going to shift. I just want to share that. Okay, so my question is going to be very simple. My kitty cat, Millie, she's been sleeping with me, cuddling with me. I know it's getting close to her end time. She's probably 14, 15 years old. And she's been really, you know, hanging on to me, and I've been holding her and giving her lots of love. And last night I said to her, if you're ready to go, if you're able to do it too, please, you can leave in your sleep. The funny thing is, when I woke up this morning, it looked like she did. She was I was touching her. I couldn't get any movement or anything like that. And I said her name a few times, and then she came to again. So is there anything we can talk to Millie about? I can get some information about from Millie. That was very interesting. And can I have you talk to my kitty Millie and see what?
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'll go ahead and do it. But let me just say, I would love, we didn't set the stage up like this, but because we're talking about the Lions game and the portal, and it's a little off.
He's a cat and I'm a Leo.
It's all good. Let's check in. Let's see.
I'm a Leo, too, so, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. So, I mean, I get that she's ready to go when you're ready to let her go, too, and, you know, to have your parting time. Have your parting time, and you're having it.
Okay.
And, you know, I hear her say, it's been lovely. It's been lovely to be with you. I hear her say, we'll meet again. You know, she's not rushing to get out. She's letting it happen with grace and ease.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't really get that there's any anything lingering that's undone. So it should be a graceful departure. So you might want to enlist, you know, the help of like a multidimensional healer who specializes in animals to sort of help energetically and do some blessings if you haven't already. I'm kind of hearing that you did some shamanic healing for her already, that she's definitely benefited from some of that. But it does help with the transition when we do preparation prayers and energy healing, even during the transitional time. I do understand it's not too far off, and she's doing it on her own, you know, in a most benevolent way. Mm-hmm. And that's lovely. I'm glad that you're wishing that for her, you know, choosing that she can go on her own timing when she's ready, as she's ready. Because I get that feels good and right for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Colette. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. Yes, it did.
Good. Wonderful. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 2860. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Sherry. Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'll do my best to put it into words. It's a pattern that I have created. I'm not exactly sure what and why, but it's being lied to and people going through my things without asking and taking things, and I would like to let that go.
Oh my goodness, Sherry, I totally get that, feel that with you. So let me ask you this. I mean, this big thing's lighting up. Number one, when you say the word lie, and number two, when you say the word going through my things without asking, we know that that's a boundary issue. And so we're going to give you some downloads, and we'll give them to everybody from the source on boundary issues and healthy boundaries. That's a definite clear one we're going to do. But let's just bring to the light here. So when you say people are lying to you, can you expand on that a little bit? I mean, you don't have to say anything that feels private or invasive, but what I'm trying to understand is, how are they lying to you? What are the lies that you're perceiving?
Okay. I am, quote, physically blind, and, I can feel and know that people are, are taking yes. things that without asking, and I'll call them on it. I step up and I say it, but I'm instantly triggered, and I just don't want to be angry about it anymore. And I understand that, yes, there is a healthy part of being angry. I own all of that, but it still
yes.
happens, and I don't understand why it keeps happening.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's helpful to hear. So first, I'm going to give you some – we're going to do healing, but first we're going to do a little guidance. Number one, one of the things I get from your unique soul as you shared that is like – and see how this fits for you and resonates for you, but that you're still – part of what your soul wanted to do was really to develop and refine your own inner knowing to such a degree that it was willing to kind of handicap itself so that you could develop this highest, clearest, purest kind of discernment and knowing.
Yeah.
And that's part of what you've been doing. And so I think a lot of times we don't always realize when something challenging is happening in our lives that we want to be done with, what we really have to do is receive the gifts of the experience with gratitude so that we can be done with the experience that's undesirable. So in other words, these people who are lying to you, they have helped you to develop your discernment and to fine-tune your inner knowing, even though they're lying. You know
yes.
what you know. And you have developed yeah. this to such a degree. It's almost like they I'm going to say, I hope it's okay that I say this, they can't bullshit you.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that's an incredible gift. And I'll share something a little personal here, but I'm going to stick with me because I'm not, like, going through this fast. But I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I had an astrological reading from a really awesome astrologer. I don't even remember what I was asking her, but she was like, Lori, your psychic gifts are going to go even more off the charts than they already are. She's like, you are going to be able to, no one's going to be able to bullshit you. And I was like, wow, I like that. That's cool. That's great gift. But what happened was for a long time, I had like a lot of people kind of like lying to me in a way, like bullshitting. And you realize like you cannot bullshit me that way anymore. I'm too psychic. And I think this is what's happening to you. And unfortunately, it's not always sometimes those tests or those learnings or whether they're tests or they're not always that fun. But if you can really receive the greatness of the gifts that you have received, and in the sense of like, thank you, and I'm done. I got it. I'm not fighting it. I'm not angry about it anymore, or even upset. I get it. The gifts. So that's what I'm inviting you to do.
I
yeah.
hear you. I hear
yeah.
you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two. Next thing. What I would like also for you to realize is that those people who are lying to you or taking from you, they're no longer welcome in your field. Now, I realize some of them probably are serving you in terms of like literally helping you. But I'm asking you in your healing, in your meditation, in your prayer, to ask the source, divine source, to send you new support people around you who are more aligned with your frequency and your vibration of integrity. Because I get that these people are old resonances who are no longer at your vibration. You no longer need them. Does this make sense? In other words, you want
yeah.
to get rid of them, but not to your detriment. In other words, bring
yeah.
someone new in. Ask the divine source. It is your provider. Source is your provider. And if these people are helping you in some way and you've been tolerating behaviors that are really intolerable, because you deserve to have people around you who you can trust.
Yes.
Who are honoring
yes.
you, your things, your space, your possessions, yes. your life, your dignity.
Yes.
Right. So it's time to say thank you. No, thank you. We are done. We're done. We don't need one another anymore. Our work together is complete. So I'll tell you another quick story, and then we'll do the healing. Is I, for years, as I was building my business, was working with what I call B game players. B-game tech support people, B-game administrative support people, and they were doing a lot of not good work. And I was having a lot of struggle with my work in my earlier days. And ultimately, my website, it all blew up. My website collapsed because I just had terrible tech people
And I had a lot of people who just weren't doing a good job because I was like, you know, my slave driver was on and, you know, I just had a belief system that I didn't even realize from other lifetimes that I couldn't get good help. I can't find good help. That's what I used to say. And I kept reaffirming it. And when the website crashed and everything went down, I realized what happened. I mean, there was a lot that went into it, but basically it was like I couldn't do anything for at least a week or a month. It was right around the holidays. Like nothing was happening. And when I stepped back, that's when I realized it's like, oh, I've been believing I can't get good help. I didn't realize how much, what a great, like, for lack of a better word, boss I am. Not that that's the right word, but, you know, like, they should be grateful to work with me. Like, I pay them all over and above what other people pay. I pay them on time and early. I never question, blah, blah, blah. I just realized, oh, my God, I'm the one who has to step back. I got to fire all these people, get rid of them. They're not working for me. Take a breath, ask for right people to come to me. And that's what I'm inviting you to do, something along those lines. Like, to whatever extent you're capable, get these people, or not capable, that's the wrong way, but just get the people out of your life, cut them out, because that's just unacceptable. And certainly it's not the vibration that you're carrying. Is this making sense?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, and so let's just have a download on healthy boundaries, because that's obviously that's another thing. We're going to need healthy boundaries, and I'm going to listen to Source now. This will be for everyone. We can all use healthy boundaries and healthy bridges. Source is saying, you know, healthy boundaries, healthy bridges, healthy connections with other people. And anything else there? I'm just listening. Well, that's where it wants to start. So. Look, this is the way I'm going to word it first for everybody. Everybody will receive the benefits of this healing as is uniquely appropriate for everyone, as unique individuals, and only as is for their highest and best, and, of course, for the highest and best of all concerned. And so what Source is going to do, we also have Spirit Doctor team coming in, benevolent galactic shamans from the non-physical realm. Lots of archangels present. They say they join all the time. They gather. Whenever you are gathered, so are we. Archangels, ascended masters, so many beings of love and light coming in, surrounding us. So for everyone listening, receiving, as always, just breathe deep, comfortable breaths in through the nose, down into the belly. Allow yourself to surrender to receiving that which is for your highest and best good, that which will serve you, your soul's ascension in the highest and greatest ways possible. Spirit Doctor Team, Benevolent Galactic Shamans, Divine Source now locating from within and around you, any and all, lower, denser, heavier energies, especially those associated with betrayal, especially those associated with indignity, lying, deceit, theft, imbalances of energetic exchange, all those energies which are not aligned with your soul's highest and best good, all those vibrations, frequencies, and the belief systems associated with it, the points of view, the perspectives, the judgments associated with these things now. Spirit Doctor Team, Benevolent Galactic Shamans, Divine Source is locating them all now, those which are no longer serving us. And as they are being located, they are most lovingly, most gently, most benevolently being lifted, removed, dissolved, taken away, and transformed into love and light. Healing is now coming in for each and every being, giving their consent. And this healing is on all levels, all layers of your body and being, all topics related to what we just mentioned, to the aforementioned. The healing is going back to the point of origin, wherever these issues first began. And at the point of origin, the healing will continue throughout all of eternity in every direction of time and space. Simultaneously, along with this healing, Divine Source will now, with your consent, your breathing, your receiving, your giving consent, yes, thank you, Source will instill within you and within every cell of your body and being the following truth. I have Creator's truth, Creator's point of view, and Creator's perspective, understanding, and definition of healthy boundaries and also of healthy bridges. My truth, my point of view, and my perspective, understanding, and definition is one and the same as the Divine Source, the Creator of all that is. And I know what it's like to have healthy boundaries. I know what it feels like to have healthy boundaries. It's safe for me to have healthy boundaries. It's safe for me
to experience my life with healthy boundaries. I have healthy bridges. I know how to build healthy bridges. I know what it feels like to build healthy bridges in relationships between me and everyone and everything. It's safe for me to do this, and it's easy, and I remember, and I'm worth it, and I deserve it. So if you're willing to have Source instill within you and within every cell of your body and being these truths as your truth, please say yes as you breathe and receive. So now, this is just, there we go. For everyone giving your consent, you're just breathing and noticing. You're probably already noticing a lot of lightness. And if you're not, just breathe your way through it. There we go. Nice. Nice. Good. I'm just fully integrating this now. And just one more thing, Source will provide for this part of the healing, and that's clarity. Clarity with respect to whatever's going on in your life right now. Clarity with respect to whatever awarenesses you're having today and during this monumental, pivotal time of your Lion's Gate and the Lion's Gate portal. Clarity and awareness with respect to your soul's unique agenda for this day, this week, this month, this lifetime. Clarity with whatever it is you're meant to receive at this time, which is for your highest and greatest good, which serves your soul's agenda in the highest and best and most benevolent ways possible. If you're willing to receive this now, you're going to breathe, receive. You just say, yes, thank you. You notice whatever you notice, even if you think you're noticing nothing, that's fine. One more piece we're going to do here. We're going to call back all of our fragmented, wounded selves, fragmented, wounded aspects that are ready to be reunited with the divine source of you, the divine I Am presence in your divine consciousness. You're calling these fragmented, wounded selves back. These fragmented, wounded aspects, places, people, and experiences of having been lied to, manipulated to, betrayed, stolen from, infested, whether it was energetic or physical, emotional, mental, calling all these wounded, fragmented aspects back to you. And first, as they reunite, as they rejoin with you, they will be cleansed, blessed, bathed, purified, divinitized, harmonized within you and within the love and light of God, return to you, their rightful owner, and united with divine source love, integrated into your consciousness in the highest and best and most benevolent ways possible for you, for your body, for your life, your living. If you're willing to receive this now, you're going to breathe and receive and give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. And then just notice whatever you notice. I could go clearing away whatever stands in the way of this healing and all shadow aspects associated with it. Breathe and receive. Nice. Okay, this is coming in really nicely, just fully integrating now. Yes. Okay, good. I got the joy tap. The joy tap is, I'm done with my part, Lori. So when you guys are ready, you just want to bring your consciousness back. And notice, whatever you notice is fine. For those of you who are really advanced, you'll be able to shift right back here now, like nothing happened. For those of you who are not advanced, you'll be able to shift right back here right now, like nothing happened. That's kind of funny. All right. How we doing? Alara?
Yep, I'm good. How are you doing, Sherry?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so very much. From my heart
Lori.
To yours.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, ah, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
It's my
good,
pleasure.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. That was so necessary.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I so appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. That was a really nice gratitude. I appreciate your gratitude.
Hmm. All right. So wonderful. That was, yeah, that was necessary. Because even when Sherry was talking about, you know, the boundaries, like, oh, yeah, boundaries, that's a trigger for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You see, the thing is, what's so nice, too, is, like, even in those moments of that healing, you don't, you know, you don't realize, but it's so profound what's happening to us. We're being changed on a cellular level.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, I know you've heard me say this before, but, like, in the next days and weeks, you get even more awareness, more epiphanies, and you're like, oh, wow, and you suddenly have, like, a new strength. Like, maybe for Sherry, it might really be just saying to these people, like, look, you know what? Whether you are or whether you aren't, it just doesn't feel good to me anymore to have you around. So I wish you well. But we're done. You know, that's it. Like, it's like maybe, because, like, I remember when I had that bully thing that I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the words on that day to say, whoa, you're projecting. Like, I just didn't have that in me. And then I did a healing on myself, and the next few days I was like, why didn't I? Oh, I could just say that. Now I really am. I'm done with that stuff because I can finally say what I didn't know how to say before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why in the moment you don't always know what's going on. You just, you're forever changed.
Yeah.
From these kinds of healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're powerful. So, so Lori, I have a question from Donna on the Q&A. And she can't call in because she's at work, but she says, and this is about forgiveness. So she says, for the last 2.5 years, I feel like I have been working on forgiveness and getting free, but I feel I've become a bit stuck and need some help. So that's all she's got. Can you give us some insight about what has happened to me and how I can move on?
Yeah, can I ask you, what was the word she said? For the last 2 years, she's been working on forgiveness and feel like I have been getting...
Getting free.
Free. Oh, okay, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
So now she feels like she's being sucked by this. Is that right?
Yeah. She's feeling stuck and needs some help.
Yeah. Oh, stuck. Okay. Well, let me tell you what happens. This is typically what tends to happen. Here we are, like, really good light workers, and we're working our program, right? This is like we're doing the forgiveness work. We're doing the inner transformation. And we don't realize it along the way. Yeah, we're getting free. But suddenly, one day, or over time, we start to realize, wow, I've changed. But now I feel like that old way, it's not going to work for me. Or that old experience, I just can't keep doing it. Or we feel, in other words, we feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't realize is it's almost like, I'm going to use these words loosely, we have this like bipolar kind of polarized person. Because on the one level, here we are, we've forgiven. We've let go. And then on another level, we're still stuck in the old version of us that doesn't know we moved on. This is energetic frequency. You understand? It's almost like imagine you standing in one spot and now move over 3 feet to the right. And here you are now standing in another spot. But that old version of you is energetically still standing there. And you're like, yeah, I feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really not. You just, all you have to do is, it's like Colette, when she first said, oh, she puts on a 5D lens. You have to put on like a new lens. You have shifted. You have shifted, Donna. 2 years of forgiveness work. You have shifted.
Definitely.
Congratulations. Like, bravo. Yay, you. I want to take my cheerleader pom-poms out because that's a lot. That's big. So now it's almost like what's being asked is for you to just kind of like integrate and say, wow, I really have made so much progress. Now, you know, yesterday we talked about earlier, it was the lunar eclipse. Well, the lunar eclipse is an opportunity for us to take inventory, take stock and say, this is where I've come from. This is what I'm done with. And this is what I'm going to hold on to. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to take with me. This is what I'm going to let go of. I feel like that's what you're up for, Donna. Like, in other words, this is a perfect time for you to take a little inventory. Look at all that forgiveness work you did. Honor yourself. You know, cheer yourself on. Do some amazing recognition, self-recognition. Because that's heavy work, you know, like that's big work. And with forgiveness also is letting go, you know. And with forgiveness is also comes a kind of new intolerance. Let me explain what I mean by this. We're forgiving. Maybe it's people who do certain things. Maybe it's certain situations. And at a certain point, we go, wow, I really do forgive it, but I'm not willing to tolerate it anymore. This is even kind of like a little bit what we were just talking about with Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you willing to let go of that you just aren't going to tolerate anymore? Not because you're fighting it or making it wrong or bad, but simply because you're saying, wow, I don't need to tolerate this anymore. And that's where I think you're stuck, is that you're still tolerating and allowing this old version of you that doesn't realize you're standing 3 feet to the right. You've progressed. You're beyond it. That part of you feels stuck because some of that stuff is still around. So use this eclipse energy that we're still, you know, feeling.
Yeah.
This whole window into the next solar eclipse to really take inventory. And this is good for anybody.
Everybody.
To do.
Yeah.
You know, yes. What? Look at your progress. Acknowledge your progress. You know, this is not a group of beginners on this summit. Like these, we are the tribe that's doing that
mm-hmm.
heavy duty inner work, and it's time for us to take stock and say what am I done with that I can just walk away from, and then do some kind of sacred ceremony. I mean, I love sacred ceremonies for leaving things behind. You know, whether it's writing it down on a paper and burning it safely in a fire, or I mean, some people like to bury it. Some people like to rip it up. Or maybe you just imagine. One of the things I love to do is I almost imagine like my old skin suit. You know, it's like shedding a layer of skin. I do a little ceremony. Really mm-hmm. nice to do under, you know, like we're still in the moon, the energies of the moon. You can just tonight imagine just dropping that old suit. You know, give it to Mother Earth, ask her to just heal and transform it, let it go, drop the suit, and step through a doorway into the next phase of your life, of what you are, and take with you that which you've decided to take with you. Leave behind, and you can even imagine putting down luggage, put down a suitcase in front of the door, drop the skin suit, you know, step out of it, step through the door, bring with you only that which you're desiring, which is things of benevolence and love and joy and excitement and future thinking, new relationships of glad expectation, excited anticipation, those kinds of things. You bring that with you. And then you take a shower or you do a bath swim of some kind and you cement it as a ritual, you know, like it's done. Because I don't get that you're really stuck at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm getting from Donna. And what we can do here, if we want to, if we have time, Alara,
yeah.
We can do just a clearing, another mm-hmm. clearing. Let's just ask Source what it wants to do on this related to stuckness.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Oh, wow. This isn't, okay, so why, this is interesting what's coming through. It is Source, of course, and we have the four M's. They're like a team these days. These guys are so funny. Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
Archangel / Ascended Master Metatron, Archangel / Ascended Master Melchizedek, and Lord Merlin.
Mm.
Four M's.
Right.
I work
yeah.
with these guys a lot. They come to me as the M's. They show me big M's, and I'll see like four M's. I know that they're coming. They're here. So what they're going to do is they're just going to, yeah, I mean, the violet flame, cut some cords, clear some ties. Divine Source, going to locate all the connections that are draining us. Ah, okay, draining us everywhere. We're leaking energy, draining energy, siphoning anywhere energy is being siphoned. Any and all cords of attachment which are non-benevolent and non-beneficial and or non-beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just listening, make sure I got it all. That's what's being resolved. That's being addressed. So, Metatron, Michael, Saint Germain is here too with the violet flame. Sorry, I didn't say his name. So he's going to use the violet flame. The four M's are going to be working on this for us. Clearing, healing, resolving attachments, cords and connections, which are non-beneficial and or non-benevolent. And all drains, siphons, leaks, holes, rips, tears in our energy field, after that is being done, will be repaired and renewed and restored to ideal and optimal state. It's ideal and they're ideal and optimal state. So they're repairing our energy field. In other words, okay, so now that I translated it all, I'll just say it more succinctly. We're going to cut off everything that's no longer serving us energetically and repair everything where we're leaking. Now, if you want this, you've got to give your permission and consent, because we always work with the law of free will. And Saint Germain with the violet flame is assisting as well. He's making it all very gentle, very benevolent, very loving. Violet flame always kind of does this kind of work. And so if you're willing to receive this, you're going to breathe and receive, and with your mind you're going to give consent. Yes, thank you. I'm going to get out of the way while this is being done. And Divine Source assisting as well. Benevolent Galactic Shaman Spirit Doctor team as well, coming forward. Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, okay, this is just starting now. Just breathe, receive, and notice. Let your eyes closed as long as it's safe to do so. And especially for Donna, and obviously with all of this, always as is uniquely appropriate for each individual, only as is for the highest and best. Now it's getting nicer. And especially for Donna, you know, this is also going to do entity clearing. Everybody sort of has entities around them, nothing to be afraid of, you know. They hover, they hang out, they jump, they're like hitchhikers. Energetic hitchhikers. So that's getting cleared too. Yes, yes, yes. Good stuff. So, energy's moving, just breathing and receiving. Breathing and allowing, breathing and noticing. It's a tall bill. A lot we're doing here. There we go. Nice. That's already much better. A little more. Keep breathing, keep noticing. We're literally dropping loads here of stuff that's been weighing us down and siphoning our energy. And we're transforming it, too, into love, just providing healing. It's a different kind of healing that we're doing, and yet it's happening, right? It's just another way we're working with shadow aspects. Nice, there we go. Archangel Metatron, complete. Archangel, Ascended Master Melchizedek, never complete, never done, but done for now. He's a funny guy. Merlin has worked his magic. Michael, over and out, done and complete. And Saint Germain finishing it off with a beautiful violet flame. Done. Okay, good. Done for now. Awesome. So, yeah, let that work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna, for that question. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
You want to go over the package and then do a couple more questions afterwards?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakenthehappinessnow.com/Lori13. So the special offer, there's actually two packages. two separate packages, package A and package B, and then you can combine both of them for package C. So, Laura, you want to talk about these wonderful packages?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So what we have here is we're looking at basically two packages. So the first one, what, first of all, is there a link where they can find this, or should we say the link?
Yeah, awakentohappinessnow.com/Laurie13.
Oh, did you say this that already?
Yeah.
I'm opening it up online. Okay, sorry. You said it. All right.
Okay.
So I was opening it myself, that's why. Okay, so what we have here, like I said, is two different packages. So on the one level, yes, we're dealing with the shadow and ushering in the new paradigm, which, as we know, is a fifth dimensional frequency where we're really aligned in oneness and love, and where at this higher frequency, this, everything's just all resolved, right? So the first package is, I call it dark arts training and psychic self-defense for people and animals, and dealing with the shadow. So this is where we learn how to process through the shadow. We are learning to access or to deal with those parts of us that get triggered and that get into that kind of fight-flight mentality where we don't know necessarily what to do or how to cope or what to deal with something, or something gets pretty intense, whatever it is, fear-mongering, the media, you know, whatever it is within us or around us. So item one is basically the intro to the dark arts training and self-defense program. It's a three-hour teleclass, and it explains shadow work. It explains dark arts training. It explains how to work with the shadow aspects. It explains how to clear entities and energetic vampires. It's similar to what you've been hearing me do. It's the kind of work that I do. This is an awesome program for healers and intuitives and energy workers and animal communicators, light workers, way showers. It definitely helps you work with the shadow and also work with malevolent or shadow aspects and entities without getting involved with them at all. Like, I had a client once who was doing, she very early in her healing abilities and her reader abilities, and she found this, a client of hers, like a friend, who had some kind of like demonic spirit, and that person ultimately committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know what to do when she was like working with these things. It was very scary for her. And she needed like a healing session just to deal with it. When you take this class, you won't be affected anymore by that. You won't feel that. All right. Item two is the bonus. It's a bonus call that goes into that in more depth. So it's partnered with item one. It was a live Q&A call. It really works on how do you clear entities, psychic cords, attachments. We did a little bit of that today on the call. You'll learn how to do that, and you'll get a clearing yourself. You'll get a very powerful energetic clearing of all this kinds of stuff, and you'll learn how to do it too. All right, item three is an 80-page ebook. It goes with those first two calls, and it supports everything with, you know, basically everything that's being said and covered and the how-tos of it. It's in that 80-page ebook. Mm-hmm. Item four is literally, this is a really good, I love this. It's a PDF. It's clearing entities and demonics and all that stuff. It's the commands. It's what you need to do. It will work for people, and it will work for animals. And I will tell you, it took me years to perfect this. It's the commands. Because people will say all the time, like, oh, I've tried to clear the entities, or I cleared this. They also don't understand how they're at the root. You learn how these entities and demonics are at the root cause of so many of our illnesses. Like, very few people understand that seizures and addictions, almost always, the reason they can't heal them is because there's still entities and demonics involved. And when you get this clearing, you know how to do it. You're totally, totally indemnified. In other words, you're harm-free, and you can help so many people and animals with it. It's really great. It's a really great thing. Okay. Item five is class number one of the full dark arts training and psychic self-defense course.
So when we talk about stuff that's happening in the shadow aspect of the outer reality, like chemtrails and forced vaccines and mind control through computers and cell phone devices and healthcare, you know, lies going on. And when you learn about that stuff, it's very shocking. But you actually can be one of the major solutions to the problem that the world's facing by going through this kind of a course and understanding how you can stay in a sacred neutral. You can bring your energetic mind, body, emotions, and energy into this neutral place where you're not affected by it. You're literally learning what are the words, what are the tools, how do I come into the sacred neutral, how do I use this for myself so that I'm no longer exhausted or drained, how do I allow my triggers to come up without being depleted by them, how do I move through this very quickly, very succinctly. You'll get that in this class. Then if you want to buy the full course, which is a 9-week course plus tons of energy healing, you get a $200 gift certificate for the full course. That's the whole first package. Package 1, Dark Arts Training and Psychic Self-Defense. That whole package, the contents in there alone would easily be valued at $795. So for today on Shefali's show, we're offering it at $147, which is a savings of $650.
Yeah.
So that's really, like, this is like the basics of how to deal with the shadow, how to work through the shadow, how to process. And there's energy healing in there, too, to help you process it, to make it lighter, to make it easier and more graceful and more benevolent.
And this is now, very package, helpful. Yeah, very helpful. Yeah.
Now, package 2 is sort of, to me, it's the complement. Because on the one level, yes, you have to work with your shadow. But on another level, you have to be actively working to replace that which is cleared out. And how do you do that? When we do that, you're always putting love in the place, love and acceptance. And, of course, the bridge, in a sense, is the forgiveness process, not just the forgiveness process, but really it's an evolutionary, it's a way you're evolving, you're allowing yourself. So how do you do that? That's what this package is, the self-love and forgiveness. It's really for ascension. It's an ascension. It is an ascension. It's not just basic self-love, like look in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself, you know, or like go get a massage or, you know, eat some healthy food. That's not what this is. It's more like for the fifth dimensional frequency and for ascension, and it's definitely involving the animals. So the first is a live energy healing call for people and animals on the topic area of self-love and forgiveness. It's pure energy. It's 75 minutes of energy healing. The second is how to really work through self-love. I mean, so many people really don't understand self-love from a fifth dimensional frequency, from an ascension point of view. Their idea of self-love is still, you know, take a day off and go to the movies or get a massage or, you know, even if you're a little more evolved, it's go swing on a swing set with your inner child kind of thing. This is taking it much further than that. And it's really about including your animals too and understanding their role in the process. So item 3 is also a self-love healing and ascension MP3. It includes live energy healing and a meditation on that topic area. A lot of energy on those 3 items. Item 4 is the forgiveness and mini prayers ebook. So this is prayers of forgiveness. It's very powerful. It's so powerful. I can't even tell you. If you have relationship problems of any kind, it's really helpful. If you have problems like with people lying or cheating or stealing from you, this is one of those things you really want to use. I used this stuff, by the way. A lot of people will know my story. When I was starting out on my journey, I was six figures, like $150,000 in bad debt. Mm-hmm. Really, really bad. And I started using this with the banks. And part of how I got myself out of the debt was that I was getting letters from banks saying, we forgive your debt.
this was a lot of years ago when there was all kinds of stuff going on with in lack of integrity in the banking systems, but not that that's not going on anymore, but the point is those forgiveness prayers really, they're very powerful. They really work. Then item five is an ebook. It's a PDF ebook, 15 pages of some of the most basic and fundamental practices of self-love, which when applied will really transform your life. I can't tell you how strong, how much they are. I just, even when I remember going through some radical transformation in my earliest days, I still really didn't understand the practice of self-love. Mm-hmm. When you're really doing this, the people around you are so much more loving and honoring. The experiences you have are so much more loving and honoring. The world is going to greet you in a whole different way because it's always reflecting how you treat yourself. So when you learn these basic practices, the way your life and you are experiencing your life is going to change. This is true for your animals, too. All right, item six is, oh, access to the private Facebook page, because where we do self-love and ascension. And you get support from other spiritually minded awakening light beings, and you have direct interaction with me through that. I don't usually do a ton of direct interaction through Facebook, but this page I do. I go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice place to get support and love and connect with other people, you know, similar tribe members. And then the item seven is the bonus gift certificate. If you want to purchase a full course on the full course on self-love and forgiveness, you'd save $200 off that course. And then mm-hmm. item eight is class one. It's literally class one from the course. So you can get a sense of what it is and what we cover from self-love and forgiveness for people and animals via the fifth dimension for ascension. So it's the first class in a full course on self-love, healing, and forgiveness for people and animals. And it's a great way to sample the class and see if you want it. And if you do, you have that $200 coupon. But right. This whole package, really, it's got so much content-rich stuff in there. And, you know, the package, this package is worth $8.95.
Mm-hmm.
So today, if you decide to go for package B, the second package, the self-love package, it's $147. So you save $7.50. Now, if you want to do both packages, you can do that. They go together. I really think they should be bought together. In that case, it's $197. So you're saving an extra $100 if you buy them both. You save a total of $1,500. On the content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the thing I like to say, too, is just all my stuff always also addresses animals. Because, like, mm-hmm. that's why Colette was asking about animals. She wasn't off base by asking about that. Because I do so much of my work is geared toward animals as well. My stuff is very focused on, even though I am an ascension guide and ascension worker, and I'm working with all these beings in the non-physical realm, I really do, a lot of my focus is on the intimate relationship that we share with our animals. So everything I teach and all the healing I do, it's always as much as for the human as it is for the animal. So you get mm-hmm. that benefit too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And these are both such powerful programs. The self-love and forgiveness piece is essential if you're going to move forward in your path. And the self-defense, removing of entities and the demonic clearings and so on, that is right now really important. You know, really, if you can learn about that for yourself, it'll give you so much more ease and so much more clarity about what is really happening with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. it's powerful. You have no idea. You have no idea how you may be affected by entities and demons and so on and so forth. And so you can, you know, begin to start protecting yourself and clearing yourself. And then finally really see, oh, wow, who am I? You know, who am I really, you know? Because you'll find you're totally different than how you've been because you've been affected by all these different things. So it's, powerful. Thank you. So again,
I think one of the things is a lot of people, are sort of going through, I mean, for me personally, I love doing the energy healing. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of powerful energy healing in that package. But I also like to learn, because if I'm just only ever doing energy healing, I don't always think that sometimes, that's why people sometimes think energy healing doesn't work. Because if you don't receive, it's like what we said earlier today with Sherry, if you don't receive the gift of the experience through your consciousness, sometimes the energy healing won't take. When you do the things combined together, that you get the information with the energy, when you do the shadow work with the energy clearing and the self-love, it's a recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just passively, like, I love just being passive and receiving. You know, that's such a huge part of the energy I do. Breathe and receive. Let it happen. Let the divine source. And when you're actively doing the whole thing, like you're actively engaged working with your shadow, you're actively engaged on bringing in and anchoring in more love, more a change in the behavior, a change in the way you think, behave, feel, act, and energy clearing, it's just, that's the recipe for success, mm-hmm. in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You take those things, you use the tools, you apply them to your life, you apply them to all areas of your life, and you expand outward, and it's an ever-expansive process. It's not just one pill, it's an ongoing...
yes, ongoing.
You know, and, right, so...
Yeah, as stuff comes up, you use these tools, you know, and... You know, sometimes that's all you can do. You know, when the energies are so intense, it's like as the stuff is coming up, use the tools. And then, you know, at some point you'll get a break. You know, it's like, oh, I can take a break now. It's integrating. But yay, you know, and then it'll be
time
for more.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So please do take a look at these packages. They are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori13. So Lori, I wanted to tell you about, so Donna, she wrote in and, she said, thank you for all of the suggestions. Thank you for the clearing too. Thank you for the healing. I'm crying and burping and I can feel the energy. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure.
So she was definitely receiving. So good.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And, so there was a question on the Q&A about self-worth. So Shama is asking, she says, my question is always about self-worth and letting go of addiction. Don't know if I have an entity keeping me from my breakthrough. Can you sense anything in my field? But also, can you talk about addiction and letting go of addiction and the whole self-worth piece? Because that's a huge piece. I don't know how much we can get into, but, you know,
oh,
it's a big
God.
Piece.
I love I absolutely love this topic, actually, because I'll tell you, I've been working with addiction stuff for a long time, even though it's never been my area of primary focus. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of addiction programming in my family lineage, and I know that that's part of, you know, what I'm here to clear. Mm-hmm. And addictions are really stuck, and they get really stuck, you know, you get stuck in them. Obviously, that's why we call them addictions.
Yeah.
And the thing is that there are just so many knots and entanglements and ensnarlments with addictions. The Dark Arts Training Program and that whole course, that really addresses it in a huge way. But let me just say this. Addictions represent where we have abandoned ourselves completely, where we've abandoned our soul. Addictions are self-abandonment. So whatever area of addiction, and humans have them in a big way. I mean, you don't necessarily have it around drugs and alcohol. You know, mm-hmm. it could be shopping. It could be working. It could be eating, obviously, is a big one. It could be smoking. It could be coffee. It could be unhealthy food substances. There's all kinds of addiction kinds of patterns of behavior. And the reason they're so entangled is because, obviously, at the root, we've got this, you've basically, I'm saying you, but I mean anybody,
mm-hmm.
we've abandoned ourselves. We have abandoned ourselves. And so the addiction comes in and takes over. And are there entities and demonics involved with addiction? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to know how to clear entities and clear demonics in order to clear an addiction. But you also have to be majorly replacing it with new evolved behaviors of self-love
and all kinds of stuff associated with self-worth and self-value, which, of course, is covered in the self-love full course and to as much as we could in that package. So without question, you're on the right. Whoever answered, what was the name of the person who asked that question about addiction?
Shama.
Okay. Yes. You're absolutely on the right track here because, yes, on the one level, there's always entities involved when you're talking about addictions. Always there's entities and demonics. Because what happens is if you abandon the soul, it's not that your soul's left, of course we all have a soul, but if you abandon the self to such a degree that the soul's agenda is so like wanting to go in another direction, and you've abandoned yourself, I'm saying you, but I mean anyone,
mm-hmm.
then that abandonment, there's a gap. What comes in with an energetic gap? An entity, not just one, by the way. There's when you're dealing with addictions, it's kind of like, oh, there's a party here for entities
yeah.
and demonics. So
yeah.
they're just like having a heyday. Now, in that space where you've abandoned yourself, your soul is wanting to go in another direction, that leads to depression and sadness and grief because the soul's like, I want to go here. And the human's like, I'm not listening. I don't even get you. I don't even know where you are. I can't hear you. I'm gone. These entities are in there. They're playing mess up with your head. So now you've got, like, elements of depression and sadness and grief. I can't handle this. I don't know how to find loss. I'm completely lost. I can't find my way back. Big gap. All these other beings playing with your mind. Now there's rips and tears and holes and leaks in the energy field. Energy is being siphoned and drained. The person gets depleted. They get sick. They lose their way. There's all kinds of entanglements. This is what I'm saying. All this stuff needs to be addressed. And I'm telling you kind of like what the root issues are. The solutions
mm-hmm.
are basically in those classes. And you definitely want to know how to do entity clearance, as I said. And you want to do major self-love work. That's a major. And yet, let me just say, when I say major, it's the most wonderful thing. It's not the hard work. The hard work is the addiction.
Yeah.
It's so much harder. It's actually so much harder to have an addiction than it is to come out of it. We're brainwashed to believe it's so hard to come out of an addiction. But honestly, once you start doing the self-love, once you start doing the clearing, once you start doing the energy healing, you're like, this is so much better. Like, what was I? I don't even know. That's what I mean when you say, we've said this, you never go back. Because you've just suddenly reunited with your soul. You've cleared out all that dark crap. You're realigned. So, anyway, I hope that at least brings some light to the topic area. I don't think that people realize that, all that addiction programming, the addiction programming can definitely be cleared, by the way.
Yeah.
That's also programming in and of itself. And in the Dark Arts training class, we definitely do address that. The other thing is, I mean, I'm not trying to give a plug for an upcoming class, but I will say, you know, it's part of matrix programming. And when you start unplugging from the matrix, which is a course I'm teaching, you start to realize that's not something that can hook you in anymore. You get unhooked from it. So anyway, I hope that's helpful at least to provide some clarity. And
sure.
And I would definitely recommend both items in the package. Obviously, it goes without saying, I think.
Yeah,
that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
that's the reason, that's kind of one of the major reasons why I create that package.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thank you. And then there's a question from Jen, and I don't know if we have time for this anyway, but can we do something to turn on our codons, et cetera?
Yeah, well, you can, but that's definitely something we need to do. I need at least a full half an hour for that in the meditation. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing those. I hope it's okay if I say this. I'm doing speed activations tonight. That's something I do. It's a Lion's Gate, and it's something I do regularly and often, and we have to do that. It's really important, and that's also part of what DNA activations are.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is something I do regularly, but it's not something we can do in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have a question from Cass, which is an interesting question. It's about she's saying, and how can we clear? If we feel what is coming up and go with it, not fight it, how can we clear it? I find things coming back after I have gone with it and cried, possibly breathing through it. So how does it become really cleared and permanently?
And the reason I'm pausing is because when someone asks you, what they really want you to do is to give you, when someone asks you that way, what mm-hmm. I think what's coming up is that they want you to give you all the answers in 5 minutes. And it's like, how can you do it? You have to keep doing the clearing. I think that we kind of talked about that today. You have to work with the shadow. You have to go back to it. You have to receive the gift. There's energy clearing.
It's also about you know, doing the clearing when they come up, but then also live your life. You know, don't focus on did that clear or not. You know, continue living your life, and then when something else is going to come up because there's different layers, then clear that, right? So it's not there's always different layers to everything and different different energies, you know. So,
but well, let me say what I'm really picking up here, which is a big deal, is that. See, what happens is we are doing our inner work and we get frustrated because we get to a point where we're like, this should be cleared already. That's mm-hmm. kind of what she's saying. I've been doing the clearing and it's not working, or it hasn't worked enough, or there's still mm-hmm. more to do. And that's what you're saying, Alara, is that there's layers to it. And that's exactly right. When she asks, how can we clear? On another level, what she's sort of asking is like, what is it that I need to do to clear it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing all these things. Mm-hmm. What's actually being done? Like, what do I actually need to do? And it's almost like, well, I mean, that's not a 5-minute answer. And I mean, if that's coming from this kind of belief system that somehow you should be able to take a pill, I know that you don't think that's what's underneath that question, but that's what's underneath there. I should be able to take a pill, and this should be done in 5 minutes. And you, Lori, should give me the prescription right now. Tell me, how can I do this right now? That's underneath there. And if that in and of itself is what needs to be cleared to get to the next layer, I would be willing to clear that for you. Like that, you could clear. Because that belief system is a major program that's held in the mass consciousness of humanity. That it's one of the most insidious ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going along and they're doing their clearing and they don't know that they have that belief system stuck in there that somehow mm-hmm. I should be able to take a pill and it should be done in 5 minutes. And it creates incredible frustration.
Yeah.
And then it guides what they do in life. It should be fast and easy. Give me a pill. Fast and easy. Give me a pill. Tell me how to do it right now. Give me the 1, 2, 3 steps. Mm-hmm. In my linear brain, the 7 steps to fast and clear, easy, effective healing so that I can be done and complete with this once and for all and forever. I operated with like that for so long, and it really does help you, but at a certain point it starts to hinder you because you'll get frustrated because it's not working the way it's supposed to. It's not a pill.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. So that in and of itself would need to be cleared. It's one of the things you can clear.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. We're kind of coming to the end, so some of that helps to bring some light to it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you. And that is so important because you're right. That is an insidious belief in this industry as well, right? So and then that just brings up the frustration of, you know, nothing's working. Why is nothing working?
Right. And I mean, the other thing too is, I mean, if you want to learn how to clear things, I mean, because there's another aspect of that question that sort of sounds like, well, teach me to do what you do.
Mm.
You know, how do you clear things?
Mm-hmm.
That's in there too. And for that, I just say, well, you know, that's also not a pill. It's not a 5-minute thing. I've been working at this as a professional for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this non-professionally, like actively engaged in doing this work for over 20 years. And I would say from the time I was 13, which is like, you know, 50 years, I've been, or 40 years, I've been doing this work, you know, like, so it's not something that we can just, I think, unfortunately, I will share this part, is on a personal level, it's like we devalue this mystical stuff. We think, it's not like you would ever go to a lawyer and say, hey, could you tell me how you get someone off, you know, jury duty? Or, you know, can you tell me how you get someone dismissed from a court case? How do you you know, or you don't go to a doctor and say, hey, can you tell me how you heal cancer? But you come to a light worker and you say, how do we do that in 5 minutes? And it's almost where we sabotage ourselves. It's like a sabotaging kind of program in there because we might not get paid what lawyers and doctors get paid because we have come from a system of so much service that we just do this stuff for free out of love. Mm-hmm. But deep in there, that's devaluing on another level because it's not something you can just do in 5 minutes. Nor is it something that you just do even in a year. It is a commitment. And that's why the light workers and the healers out there who are doing this professionally, I mean, I do this full time professionally and I'm making a living at it and I'm doing quite well for myself because I have applied this and used it and been relentless at it. And I think that goes a long way. It's not like a part-time hobby on the side for me. I'm committed to this work. I'm dedicated to my service to Source, and I'm not trying to be on a podium here. I'm just trying to relay that it's not a pill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we can do in 5 minutes. I think I made my point, so I'll just stop there.
No, but, you know, it's a relevant point to make. Yeah, I'm not going to go
because
on my soapbox about it.
Because I understand. I mean, I really understand the frustration that comes. I can hear it. You know, it's like you've been doing it, and you want to clear it. And it's not that you think it's a pill or supposed to be a pill. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been doing it all the time. But on another level, on the unconscious, that program's in there. And then on another level, it's like we have to start to honor, really honor the death and the expansion of this kind of work. It's not something we do just once or twice or for a year. We start moving in flow and in harmony with the entire process of healing and living. Just like you said, go out and live your life, enjoy life. And something comes up, oh, okay, it's time for some healing. And then we do some healing, we do some integrating, then we do some living of life. And that's part of the flow.
And don't forget the integrating. The integrating can sometimes take a while. It can take months to integrate sometimes some of the big changes, you know, the big shifts that we make. Sometimes those integrations take months and months, you know, not just 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know, that is really important to know too, that you are integrating and sometimes that takes a while. So know that.
And that, and that even also goes back to just honoring the whole process. It's really.
Yeah. And honoring you for choosing to do the work, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's really important to honor you for doing the work. Don't judge yourself because it doesn't seem to be working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something we all do as well.
And I hope too, like, I know when you know, I'm not to bring in a whole other thing because we don't have time to go here, but when you know certain kinds of like phases, you know, it's what you were saying. It's like, horseshoe crab energy is coming in my mind, like horseshoe crab, and that horseshoe crabs only come to shore during certain cycles of the moon for mating and during certain seasons for mating on shore.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they really never come to shore. And the message of horseshoe crab is really like honor the cycles, you know, honor your own cycle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're wanting to clear things, it's exactly what you're saying, Alara. You're in a cycle, you're clearing, you're healing, you're integrating, you're evolving, you're learning, you're living, you're growing, and then you come back full circle again and you do some more.
Yeah. That's just the way ascension is, you know, that's just the way life is right now.
Right.
But, you know, don't beat yourself up, don't judge yourself, love yourself for doing the work, and just be gentle with yourself, you know, be gentle throughout the integration, especially because you don't sometimes realize, oh, I'm integrating, right? So instead, you know, you're judging yourself, but just know that you're probably just integrating and take that time, nurture yourself.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, these are big topics that we talked about today, you know, the forgiveness, the self-love, everything that's going on right now globally as well on the global stage, as well as personally what everyone is going through. It's an intense period. And so, you know, during these times, you know, be gentle, you know, and honor yourself for doing the work and love yourself throughout it if you can, you know, but yeah, continue, please continue to do the work. And, you know, right now, you know, like I said, the entity piece, the demonic clearing, all that is so important. Keeping your energy field clear and protected. I mean, maybe protected is not the right word, but clear anyways of things that don't belong, that don't serve you. That's really important, you know, and that's something that is a constant thing too. It's not just a one-time thing, right, Lori?
I do, but the other thing I'll say about the entities and demonics, at a certain point, your frequency, they can never touch you again.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Or if they can, it's like, you just sort of like kind of bat them off. I joke
yeah.
about that. I think there comes a point where your frequency, your vibration, the light that you hold, and this is why activations and encodements are so important, but the light that you hold is such a high frequency that stuff really...
It can't get you. Exactly.
Not really. And even
yeah.
if it does, it's just so minor. It's more like, oh, I just really just need to go walk on the earth for an hour and I'm do a little clearing and I'm like, yeah. In fact, I had a friend about like a few months ago. We hadn't spoken in years and she called me up. I was in my parents' house and I knew there was like an entity on me, but I was just working. I had to get something done. I had like 20 things happening at once. It came from a family member, it hopped on me, it was looking for a way out. I couldn't address it at that moment. My
mm-hmm.
friend calls me up, she starts like coughing, she's like, oh my God, boy, it's like a really heavy entity dragging on you. I'm like, I know, I just haven't had 2 seconds to deal with it. But it's like no big deal in a way, because you're just like, all right, I just, as soon as I get this thing done, then I'll get to
yeah.
that. It's like, it's another thing on your list, but it's not a big deal, because it's more like just washing the dishes.
Yeah, and but you know, but what you're saying too, though, Lori, and you know, we're gonna end this conversation soon. Don't worry. But it's like just being aware of that, you know. And so, like, if you don't even know really what entities are and what demons are and how they function and how they operate, and you know, just not even knowing that, this package will help you to get a better understanding of that, so that there isn't that significance or fear around it, you know, because it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so
yeah, because obviously our reality is not geared toward believing in that stuff or, you know,
yeah.
giving it any real power. And so meanwhile, if you don't know something's happening and you're in a state of, you know, unconsciousness about it, that's
mm-hmm.
when you can get really affected by things like that,
yeah.
too. If you don't even know that it's going on. And meanwhile, you're wondering, like, why you can't quit your addiction.
Yeah.
And you never even knew that there were demonic. You don't know why you can't cure the seizures. You've done 50 different clearings and 50 different healings, and you've done holistic treatments, and the one thing you didn't do that you didn't know was there was a demonic or
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so it's, you know, having that information, being aware, knowing how it functions and how you can do it yourself is so empowering. And and then you can do it, you know, for other people as well, you know, just to,
yeah.
you know, and that's so empowering. So yeah, great. I'm glad you asked that question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because this brought us full circle around to so many different things. So yeah, that was amazing. All right, so Lori, I know we've gone way past our time as well, but is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? Okay, so yeah, can you talk a little bit about speed activations in case somebody wants to join in that or participate in that or find out more about that?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. So speed activations, the one I'm doing tonight is for the Lionsgate portal. Starts in 2 hours from now. And it's, I'll talk a little bit more about the Lionsgate portal very specifically. We won't go all over the board. It's a 1 hour. It'll probably be a little bit longer than an hour. Usually it's within an hour, but tonight I'm being guided
mm-hmm.
to give some very important information for the group about the Lionsgate and Ascension and what's ahead and what's going on. And then there's about a 45-minute meditation, and we do activations for mm-hmm. these encodements. So, again, it's sort of like taking the key and turning the key, fitting the key into the lock that's in our dormant DNA and turning the key and opening the lock. We're
mm-hmm.
unlocking encodements, things that are encoded in our DNA that match up with things in the non-physical realm that are higher, lighter frequencies. A lot of it is like using photonic light and sacred geometry. That's a huge part of what I'm doing. I'm working with the non-physical realm
divine source gives me downloads. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do this. This is what this means. This is what that means. This is what this is going to do. This is how it's going to change the person's body and being in life. Tell them before we do it, then let's do it, and we do it. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. So the calls are approximately an hour and a half. The activations are light activations that are basically unlocking parts of our dormant potential to turn on our God being. There's star encodements from the star beings as well as is appropriate for us. We never, ever do anything that's harmful, and you always agree or disagree. You can say no to anything if you don't want it, but you would never say. You wouldn't, because it's all love.
Yeah.
It's such good stuff.
Good.
And the biggest thing I can say, I'll just wrap up with that, is, I mean, the only way they can get on it is if they're in my community, so they have mm-hmm. to get on at my website. Is it all right if I say this, Alara?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so they can head over to laurispagna.com, and they can go under the events tab and look for speed activations, and that's where that is. They'll get that. That's how they register for that. And, yeah, that's the only way to do those, because I do them live, and it's tonight. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
No. I'm glad I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is the, you know, Lionsgate portal today, the peak of it right now. So why not, right? So
I'll say the biggest thing is when you get these encodements and these activations, it's turning on basically in a weird way. I mean, this is the best way I can explain it in 2 minutes. It's turning on our superhuman potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning on. It's activating our God beings. We start to recognize ourselves more fully as light beings of divine source, God embodied, and with all the gifts and talents and abilities that a God in a body has. And what is that? The solutions to all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's the easiest way to say it. We have the solutions to all of humanity's problems. We have the answers to all of the... And it's not like a pill, and yet... You come online and you start to have it. You just, I don't know what any other way to explain it. You just start to come online. You have it. It's like plugging in a strand of Christmas tree lights. They just come online and then they're all lit up.
Yeah.
And there it is, the solution to the darkness.
Beautiful. Yep, I love it. Good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good. Thank you. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, say again, thank you to everyone who called in and submitted questions. You know, really important, you know, concepts came through and important healings came through, which are relevant for all of us. So even if your question didn't get picked or didn't get chosen, just know that if you're open to receiving the other energies and answers, you know, they will be of benefit to you as well, obviously, right? So, we can never get to everybody in this type of call, but I wanted to thank you for that, and I wanted to thank you, Lori, for a wonderful, wonderful conversation, wonderful wisdom. It is so important and so relevant, especially right now. I mean, it's so important. I'm so glad you shared all those different examples too of what is going on globally, and to see, you know, how that relates to us and how we can start to work on that within us, so that, you know, as we work on us, it also heals the collective as well, right? Globally as well. So that was so important. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love coming here and I love working with you and I love sharing this stuff. I know it is very intense and it's a lot of stuff. So I would recommend for people to listen over again if they feel like they missed something, and you know, let it sink in, because the other really big thing to understand is that the left brain doesn't necessarily have to understand it all, as much as you have to realize you're attuning to a frequency of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You're attuning to a frequency and a vibration of information that's available, and so by being able to attune to it, you can access it.
Mm-hmm. Good
point. It's not, yeah, it's a different kind of learning.
Yeah. No, and I'm glad you shared that too, because there was so much information and so much wisdom on this call that I'm, you know, you definitely want to go back and listen to it in case you missed something. But even if you think you got it, if you listen to it again, you're going to get something else, you know? And just be open to that as well. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I really enjoyed it. And
oh,
I wish
good.
Everybody a super wonderful, happy Lionsgate Portal Day.
Mm, thank
the best
you.
For
absolutely.
Everybody.
Yeah, no, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being with us today, for sharing in this magical energy, in this magical time. And, if you can do any DNA work, you know, whether it was with Lori or with somebody else, do those speed activations, take a look at the packages that Lori has for us at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori13. Especially, you know, like, do any type of that work, you know, it's going to be beneficial. It'll help you. And then it's easier to move forward in your path when you're not being affected by so much stuff that may not even be yours, right? So take a look at that. All right, everyone, have a great evening. Go in and see if you can still enjoy part of the moonlight wherever you happen to be today. And just bask in these energies. Just allow them to come in and take the time to integrate them, okay? Take the time to integrate them. All right, thank you, everyone. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.